say also that this trio is in three brief parts.
Thank you.
with us now. He's in Europe. But he's just written doublings for double bass. He's written several other very successful pieces for bass as well as other instruments. Since he's not here, I'll just read a few paragraphs of his introduction to this piece, Four Performers, by way of program notes. He writes, "Some years ago, the systemic visual artist Saul Lewitt described his way of working by saying, quote, the idea becomes the machine that creates the art, unquote. I have been working in a similar way in my recent musical compositions, following deductive principles and allowing the music to spin itself out in strict logical sequences, which I hope will be clearly audible to the listener. One of my methods for doing this is to define a doubling procedure whereby a basic two-note melody can be transformed into a four-note melody, an eight-note melody, a 16-note melody, and so forth, always following the same formula. The real satisfaction and challenge in playing this type of music lies in being able to work out the patterns in one's head while playing, and I would imagine this goes for the audience as well. Furthermore, I'm convinced that melodies of this sort cannot really be performed well any other way, that is, except by accepting the mathematical procedure. There are reasons why classical musicians should consider working without detailed notation at least once in a while. Many of us become so dependent on always reading everything that we have almost lost touch with the memorization process. Most performances go on with large sheets of paper standing between the performer and the audience, and the music inevitably has some difficulty in crossing this barrier and reaching the audience. Some musicians may claim that it is impossible for anyone to learn a piece this way. Individuals do seem to vary quite a bit in their ability to conceptualize patterns and in their desire to do so. Some may be able to work out the 64-note version of one of these formulas, or even the 128 or 256-note versions to the eighth power, while others may have to move ahead more gradually. In either case, it will soon become clear that the music really cannot be learned note by note. And I would only add to this myself that my experience so far in working out the piece is that I feel quite refreshed when I work on it, even though I'm one of those people definitely who has trouble memorizing telephone numbers. There's something infinite about the piece in a really clear and, I think, elegant way. I feel like I'm just starting on it. As a matter of fact, come to think of it, anything that makes you think in a new, different way is refreshing. There are actually six formulas to this piece, and I'll just do one of them for you. See how far I get tonight. And I'll follow the procedure which he prescribes in the directions. The derivation. 2 to the 1st power. 2 to the 2nd power. 2 to the 3rd power. 2 to the 4th power. Thank you. pursuit of the ninth power, which I think is all the powers I have tonight.
Thank you. Mumble when he talked. Louis! I could hardly imagine what it would be like to live in such a large city. But he didn't seem to want to talk about that much. He just said he couldn't wait to get out of the big city and move to a little town like Little Springs. He said, "You don't know how lucky you are, Daphne. Fresh air. And what do you, son? You can watch the birds and smell the earth in the fields." Wanted to look at birds and feel dirt between his fingers.